All right, we've got a game six tonight and a chance at something unprecedented and a bunch of trades in the NFL. Let's just do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee. I don't know what he is today. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow, with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, Fred.
A little bit going on around here, so... It's also Halloween.
It's a dreary day.
It is. It kind of sucks. I hope that kind of clears out a little bit before people get out and about tonight. But happy Halloween to everyone, including you.
Thank you.
And Jong. Jong is obviously...
can you guess what I am?
Jong is transitioning.
All I know is I've had two scares in the last 24 hours.
I think the introduction of this costume to Fred it was very...
I was walking out of the restroom.
And I was walking in.
And at first I thought it was Kirsten. And I jumped about 10 feet because I'm like, wait a minute, did I go in the wrong bathroom? And then I realized you have to have a key to get in the other one. So I didn't go in the wrong bathroom. And then it took me a second to realize, oh, holy bleep, it's Jong.
My guess is... I have no idea, honestly, Jong.
11 from Stranger Things.
Oh, okay. Okay. Is it true that she's a real bitch in person?
I have no idea.
I've heard that.
Wouldn't shock me. Child star.
She has longer hair now?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
She has curly hair in this season.
Wow.
This is from last season. The blonde wig and
the pink dress.
The pink dress.
Yeah. I haven't seen this season yet. Because
I haven't either. It's been too sportsy.
Yeah, I've watched one episode.
Man, I just haven't had time.
Yeah, it's on my list of things. Like, I haven't seen any of the Mr. Robots yet, or Dirk Gently's is back. I haven't seen that. But that wasn't the scariest thing that happened. Last night, I decided, you know, go home, order a pizza, have a couple drinks, go to bed early. Get caught up on sleep, right?
Yeah.
That was the plan. Watch a little football. So, order the pizza. And the dog always freaks out when the doorbell goes off. And so I have to leave her inside. So I go down front, get the pizza, go to open the door. I hear the dog jumping against the door, which she always does. She's locked the door. I have no key.
The
dog had locked the door. No key, no phone. My neighbors weren't home, so I couldn't go use their phone. So basically, I'm stuck outside for a good 30 minutes, just eating pizza.
And what happened?
Well, I was debating. My first choice was I could go full Spider-Man and try to climb up to the second floor balcony. Because that door I left unlocked because I was going back and forth outside.
I got to be honest, it's not a great idea for you.
It was a terrible idea. And frankly, it was physically impossible. The only way I possibly could have done it was to climb across the top of a fence, which has a lot of spikes on it.
Yeah.
And I could just see myself falling and impaling myself in the scrotum or something. So I'm like, no, this isn't going to happen. And even then, I had to jump from that. No way I could make it. So once that was out of play, kind of like, okay. My options are pretty limited here. I mean, they're going to have to break the glass. It's going to cost me the least amount of money to fix or try to figure something out. Meanwhile, the dog keeps going at the door because she wants some of the pizza.
Yeah, your dog is kind of a jerk.
She is. She is. And believe me, when I finally figured it out and got back in, she went upstairs and did not come anywhere near me because she knew I was pissed.
You know what you need to get? You need to get one of those punch code things on your garage door.
We'll see, and that was another option, was to go back and try to get through the garage, except there's a gate to get through, and I don't have the code for that. I just have a push-button thing, so I'd have to sit there and wait for a car to go through.
Yeah.
So that was another possibility. But basically, when I got bored and ran out of pizza...
You ate the whole pizza?
No, I didn't eat the whole pizza. Ran out of the pizza I was going to eat, okay? I'm not going to say exactly how I got in, but the dog managed to, in her second round of jumping, unlock it just enough that I was able to get a credit card through there and open the door.
Oh, boy.
After 30 minutes.
My goodness.
Yeah. So that was my night. You know, it was kind of a nice bleep you for, yeah, because it was going to be a nice, quiet night. And it wound up being that after that.
But, yeah.
And of course, like 2 minutes after that, my neighbors are out on the balcony. It's like, where were you guys 15 minutes ago?
Yeah.
It could have helped. Oh, well. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Somebody says I-10 is absolutely bleeped right now, just FYI for people getting off work.
I think traffic everywhere is kind of bleeped right now.
Yeah, it's raining, so it's going to be bad. Just be careful.
Yep.
Somebody asked, did I put the dog down? No, but you know, there was a little evil Freddy that came out with the dog when I got back inside.
Yeah.
It's like, you bleeping nutball. So, yeah. Thing is, you don't get fed either. At least I had food. But, yeah. So.
But you caught up on sleep.
Yeah, I did, man. I slept like a champ, and I got a bunch accomplished today. And quick plug for SportsMap, houston.sportsmap.com. 9 new stories on the page today.
Oh, man. Putting in work.
Put in some work. And some good stuff. The World Series preview's up. And, you know, our Rockets Week in Review. And we've got Soccer Week in Review. About that big 0-0 Dynamo draw last night. And lots of other stuff.
That's the worst 0-0 draw.
Well, it's the first of a 2-game series.
Yeah. I don't like that. I don't like ties. I don't like listen, it didn't matter to me because I didn't watch the stupid game. But
yeah.
If I had, I would be really pissed off. I mean, I don't want to hours of my life and get no result.
I watched about 5 minutes of it, and I was watching football, and then flipped over and watched a little poker, and then that was it. I was in bed before the game was over.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Mom wants to know, what kind of dog do you have? Has to be intelligent. Well, she's a half Rhodesian Ridgeback and half I don't know what, but I'd say she's half stupid.
Yeah.
Jeez. It's like, she figured that out in the old place. She figured out how to open the door. Like, I'd let her run down the hall because the hall was really long in that high rise. And she'd go down the door and just flip it right open and walk in. And so she's trying to do that, but this is not the same kind of door.
Ugh.
So, yeah, we're not on speaking terms right now.
I would say not.
Yeah. But anyway, good stuff on SportsMap. We'll have a bunch of, if the Astros do win tonight. But, you know, I was feeling really confident until I saw a stat today.
Okay. What's the stat?
All right. Well.
A stat that took away your confidence.
All of my confidence.
Okay.
Every last bit of it. 11 times a home team in Game 6 of the World Series has been trailing 3-2. So basically, you come home down 3-2, 11 times. Care to guess how many times of the 11 that team has gone on to win the World Series? Well, what would be a... Right, so it, or to do it the other way, you're ahead 3-2 going on the road for the last two, 11 times. How many times do you think you win?
I would say 7. Maybe 8.
Maybe 8, yeah. Well, you would be wrong, just like I was. Of those 11 times, the team down 3-2 has won the World Series 8 times.
Oh, boy.
They're 9-2 in Game 6 and 8-1 in a Game 7.
Hmm. I do. So I believe the Astros win the World Series tonight.
Boy, I hope you're right. I can't do 2 more nights of this.
But if for some reason they don't win tonight, I sort of feel like they're going to lose Game 7.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like losing a Verlander start would just take all the oomph out of them.
That's kind of how I feel about it. But I hope they win tonight. I really do.
I'll give you one stat in favor of the Astros. Justin Verlander in potential series clinching games has an ERA of 0.46. Lowest by any pitcher since the earned runs became official in 1912.
Okay, if he holds them to 0.46 runs tonight, I think the Astros will win.
Maybe.
In fact, I'm going to guarantee if he holds them to 0.46 runs.
Yeah, that would be good. That would be good, but yeah. I think the one thing you can say is, well, I mean, Verlander's just, he keeps winning.
Yeah.
And even the game that he didn't win, the Astros won. The stat that kind of worries me is again, his World Series game wasn't nearly what his other playoff games have been. And his ERA now in the World Series is 6.43 in three starts. So, or not, no, not in three starts, in three separate World Series. But I just, I don't know that I'm concerned about him.
He gave up three runs, but he gave up two hits in that first game.
Yeah.
He was on his game. He just made two mistakes.
I think I worry about more about if it comes to a bullpen game. I mean, that's what I would imagine A.J. Hinch is worried about, too.
I think both managers have to be worried if it gets to a bullpen game. And that's the other thing I would say in their favor. If you're going to ask a guy to go deep tonight, you probably bet more on Verlander doing it than Hill.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, and if it's anything like game two, I mean, they told Rich Hill basically from the beginning, we need four good innings out of you. We don't need we don't need length. We need quality. And he was even a little salty when they took him out. But I would imagine that Dave Roberts doesn't trust Kenta Maeda as much as he did going into this World Series. And I thought
he's put in a lot of work in this series, too.
Oh, yeah.
So
the one guy that's rested in the Dodgers bullpen is Brandon McCarthy. And I think Brandon McCarthy's good, but Brandon McCarthy got lit up the last time he showed up. And that was game two. So I don't know what his trust level is in him, but that's the one guy that they've got in the bullpen that's rested. The one guy in the Astros bullpen, two guys in the Astros bullpen are rested, and neither one of the names I'm going to say are going to make you feel very good. Francisco Liriano's fully rested.
He can keep resting.
And Ken Giles is fully rested. So
I still feel okay if I only got to get an inning out of him. As long as you can get one inning.
As long as it's not the ninth, I would feel okay.
I'd feel better if it weren't the ninth.
Yeah.
Frankly, I'd rather have a tired Verlander out there in the ninth than anybody.
Yeah.
And that's your ideal situation. But we'll discuss that. We got a lot more NFL trades.
A lot of NFL trades. Yeah. Way more than usual.
All right. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from The Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to betdsi.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sportsbook, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Somebody ask his listeners, what can we do to help out sports, man? Just check, just clicks, man. Clicks and check out the advertisers. Appreciate you asking that. I love my rainy days. I can get the Blitz on my FM dial. rainy days and Sundays. Let's. I want to get into the NFL stuff, but let's squeeze on a call real quick. George, you're on the Blitz. Go.
How you doing, guys?
We're doing all right. What's up, man?
I had a quick question about tonight's game. Or, you know, if you are up towards the end of the game, do you think about bringing in McCullers? If so, by how much do you have to be up to try and close out this game with McCullers? I'll hang up and listen.
Well, I said this in game five. I say the same thing now. if I wouldn't mind if AJ Hinch said, you know what, we'll go with Verlander as long as we can, and if we've got a lead, throw McCullers.
Absolutely. I'd be okay with that.
And worry about game seven if and when it happens. And if you lose throwing those two guys, well,
you tip your cap.
They got you.
Yeah.
And the way Charlie Morton's been pitching, I would feel perfectly fine throwing him game seven against Darvish. And I don't think that, I mean, I don't think that's a bad matchup. I think Morton's been very good. Obviously, the Astros got to Darvish before. I would feel like if I had to, if I'm AJ Hinch, that's my game plan going into the night. Is I tell McCullers, as soon as Verlander starts to slow down, you're my guy, and I would just let him finish the game. And if they end up giving 8-9 runs up combined, then well, the Dodgers had your number today. But save everybody else for tomorrow, and let those two guys have the game tonight.
Well, in a perfect world, I'm going to leave Verlander out there till his arm falls off.
I would too.
I mean, this is what you brought him here for.
Yep.
This is the game that you brought him here for. To me, you give him the ball and you let him go. And you let him go as long as he can. And you just tell him, you know, it's your game. And
yeah.
And you let him work out of trouble. You let him
do Don't be it. Scared.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm with you on that. Because that's what we've seen. We've seen a lot of that scared management of pitchers. But, yeah, in this case, I'm with you. I say go for it. Not a lot of complete games for Verlander this season. At least not a lot of. He's had a couple 8-inning complete games where there was no need to pitch a 9th inning,
right?
And obviously the one in the playoffs, but he had one on August 20th, surprisingly, against the Dodgers, and that was still obviously when he was in Detroit,
right? One of his last starts for them, as I recall.
It was his third to last start.
Yeah.
But he went 8 innings, gave up 1 run, and struck out 9. Not have a day. And then he also went 8 innings in a 1-hitter against Pittsburgh in a complete game back on August 9th. So that's the only 2 that he had in the regular season where he had obviously the one, like I said, in this postseason against the Yankees. So
I'd like to see that performance again. Just give me that.
Yeah. I mean, his pitch count is he's one of the most durable guys out there. I mean, he went 124 pitches against the Yankees. And that's not even close to the first time that he's been up there. I mean, that's his biggest total. And at this point, it's his last appearance of the season. So they should be willing to go 125 pitches with him if they need to. But he's consistently gone 110, 114, 113, 119, 115. I mean, it's for him to get into the 110s is not a problem. So I think they're expecting him to go tonight.
Well, and I think he was affected in that next game because he wasn't quite as sharp. And I think that's because he did the 124, but he won't be coming off that this time. So.
But really, I mean... You could say he wasn't as sharp, but he didn't give up any runs in that game.
No.
He only walked one guy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, 7 innings, 5 hits, no runs, 8 strikeouts.
Yeah, but he was pretty damn sharp. He was gassed at 7.
Oh, he was gassed.
You knew he wasn't getting any further than that.
Yeah.
For as well as he was pitching.
But you know what, though? I'll give him credit, too, because he knew that he was done.
Well, but he also, he pitched so well in that game. You could tell he didn't have his best stuff. Especially those last couple innings, he still managed to get out of it.
I mean, honestly, the only game that he hasn't been sharp was the first start at L.A.
Yeah. And even then, he gave up 2 hits.
Yeah.
He gave up 2. There were 2 home runs.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's he walked a couple guys, which he hasn't been doing.
And he the one that led to the 3-1 lead.
Yeah.
He walked a guy with 2 outs in front of that. So, yeah. I just hope he's on his game tonight. I hope they win, and then we can start looking to next year.
Last time the team lost with Justin Verlander on the mound was the Tigers, August 25th. They lost 3-2 at Chicago.
Interesting.
That's a pretty good run. You go 2 months without losing a ball game when you're the starting pitcher. That's pretty damn good.
Yeah. I don't know. It's exciting. We'll see. We're gonna have Buster Olney on again. That'll be fun.
What do you think he's gonna want to talk about? The Bills trade?
Yeah, the Bills getting Kelvin Benjamin.
I would guess that's probably a priority for him. John, why did you take your wig off?
It's easier to do the show this way.
Okay. Well, that's priorities.
Is it that or AJ was humiliating you? Which one was it?
It was that. Okay. I couldn't hear as well with the headphones on.
Okay.
It was getting a little itchy.
I don't even know.
I did have flashbacks of the cheerleader outfit, though.
Yeah. Is it the same wig?
No, it's a different wig. Okay. I threw that sucker away.
I was actually going to go to a Halloween party tonight.
Oh, yeah?
And it was all... I had a pretty cool costume that I don't think most people would have got, but I was going to be a cowboy from hell.
Okay.
So I had like a demon mask and a cowboy outfit with a cape with flames on it. So
that's pretty good.
This
is your chance to play that song, by the way, Jung. Jung probably doesn't know that there's a song called Cowboys from Hell.
No, we used it a lot on our Sunday show.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, didn't we use it as an opening song at one point?
Yeah, I think
so. Yeah. But sadly, no. I'll be home working. And it was going to be kind of fun because...
Can you name another Pantera song, Jung?
I don't think so.
God.
Panama.
Panama?
Is that not... Oh, never
no.
mind.
God, you're not even a Texan anymore as far as I'm concerned.
I'm not a big rock guy.
Panama.
We played Walk on this show a bunch of times, too, which is one of my favorite all-time songs.
Oh, boy.
I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, this is a wild situation that's happening in Cleveland. I don't know if you've seen this, but apparently the Browns and the Bengals had agreed to a trade for AJ McCarron. And the Bengals called it into the league. This was like right at the deadline.
Right.
3:55.
Right.
The Browns, and this is at least what Aaron Goldhammer's saying, who's from ESPN in Cleveland. He says that someone on the Cleveland side forgot to call it in to the NFL office. They were so busy celebrating the trade.
Oh my God, that can't be the case. That can't be the case. Somebody had to get last minute cold feet.
Oh,
that I would
man.
Respect a lot more than, oh, we just forgot to call it in. That's a fireable offense. That's a pretty basic thing.
Wow.
That's like forgetting to flip over to the network and having dead air for an entire night.
I don't know.
Somebody gets fired
again.
For that.
That's just according to Aaron Goldhammer, but that,
I can't believe that's the case.
Boy, that would be the most Brownsy thing ever. Mm. But to me, AJ McCarron dodges a bullet there.
Yeah. You're going to go to Cleveland and your career dies.
Yeah. So, I mean, he probably would have got a lot of money because they probably would have, and much like Jimmy Garoppolo, I'm guessing Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be well paid this offseason. And I don't know if Jimmy Garoppolo is any good.
Yeah, I wonder. I kind of like the move for San Francisco because you throw him out there the rest of the season. If he looks like he's going to be something, you can franchise him for a year and then see, or you can give him a long-term deal. And if he's not, okay, you lost a pick, go after Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
I like the gamble.
Or you're going to have the number one pick.
Right.
You know, I mean, so, yeah, I don't mind the deal for the Niners. I don't mind it for the Patriots either. I mean, they clearly think Tom Brady's going to be able to play, you know, beyond this year. There's no point in...
Well, you know what? They'll find somebody else. I mean, they'll find another Jimmy Garoppolo.
Of course they will. Check. And for this year, guess what? Guess who the 49ers cut to make room?
Brian Hoyer.
Brian Hoyer. Yeah. So guess who the Patriots are going to pick up? Brian Hoyer.
Yeah. He'll be fine for them as a backup. He'll never play anyway.
Yeah. Well, they hope not.
Hmm.
Yeah. Adam Schefter says NFL rejected Brown's request to overturn AJ McCarron trade. Even though Brown's notification of trade arrived moments too late, NFL said no. Yeah, I mean, that's wow. That's Cleveland for you. Oh, well. All right, guys.
Wow.
The World Series, we're running out of games with this World Series. It's right here in Houston. We've got to celebrate. We've got to cheer on the Astros this postseason. You can do that. Show your spirit by wearing what the players are wearing on the field. New Era is the official on-field cap of Major League Baseball, and it's what the players are wearing this postseason. So hurry into your local Lid store today to get your World Series cap with a limited edition postseason side patch. Add that to your collection. These caps are only available while supplies last. That's New Era caps at Lids.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. If that doesn't get you pumped up, you don't have a... Well, I don't know what you don't have, but you're missing something.
Yeah.
This is one of those songs I like to listen to before the show to get all geeked up for the show. You've never heard that, John?
Oh, I've heard it.
Okay. Just checking. 713-780-ESPN. Angel said, damn, I wanted to see Fred and his slutty cowboy friend. It was not slutty. It was kind of scary.
Your costumes are slutty.
No, because the best part about it was my face was covered by a demon mask.
Uh-huh.
And since I was going stag to the party, I figured if they can't see my face, I might actually, have a chance. But no. That's all right. One of these years. 713-780-ESPN. Some other trades. Your Bills pick up Kelvin Benjamin.
Yeah. I guess it's a good thing.
You need another receiver.
Zay Jones has been a pretty big disappointment. And Jordan Matthews being healthy gives you a nice 1-2. Clearly the running game is rounding into shape.
Very strange, though. It's not like the Panthers are loaded with receivers, just like the Texans aren't exactly loaded with offensive linemen.
It's very strange because the Panthers they're in second place in their division.
Yeah.
They're contending. That's an odd thing.
Here's the other one that...
Like, if you're in the Panthers locker room today, what are you thinking? Like, really?
Maybe they think all they have to do is rally around Devin Funchess. The other one that didn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense to me, despite the fact that they completely suck, somehow the Dolphins are 4-3. Jay Ajayi is the best offensive player they have, and they just sent him off to Philadelphia.
Yeah. Well, I think they know they're not good.
I guess. But that's a good pickup for Philadelphia, too. I think with that offensive line and that rotation now with the Garrett Blunt and some of the other guys they have there, good move by the Eagles. So, interesting, man. I think we're seeing a lot more trades than we used to.
I would say, yeah, especially trades involving guys that you've heard of, like actual big name players. It's sort of a pleasant surprise, honestly, because usually the trade deadline for the NFL comes and goes and nothing happens.
Yeah. Somebody wants to know how many nudes McCarron's wife had to send to the NFL office to have them not accept that trade. Oh.
I keep reading more and more about this Browns trade. Like, the Browns basically is petitioning the NFL, and the NFL is like, no, sorry. I mean,
well,
that's unbelievable. That's an unbelievable thing to let happen.
I don't understand. I mean, so you basically sent your paperwork in 5 minutes late, and now you're asking them to take the trade?
Yeah.
Because the other team got in on time and you didn't?
Yeah. And that's the thing about the deadline.
Yeah. I'm, kind of was in a deadline business for a lot of years. You can't just let them go.
Yeah. Oh, we'll let it pass this time.
Yeah, and then we'll say, oh, yeah, here.
That's an odd deal. I mean, that's embarrassing, honestly.
Yeah. That just says all you need to know about that organization. I think Douglas Adams had the very best quote ever about deadlines. It was, I love deadlines. I love the whooshing sound they make as they fly by. There's your Browns. Yep. Whoosh. John just tweeted, it's like what I saw in League City. He's got Sports Map 94.1. Go Astros.
There you go.
Yeah. I really have enjoyed seeing how excited people are about this pretty much everywhere I go. I went down to like a Walgreens today to get just in case, I got like a bag of Starburst in case some kids come by.
Okay.
And I don't want to be completely unprepared. And I figure if enough of them come by that I run out, then the lights just go out.
Yeah.
So, but you know what's sad, though?
What's the saddest?
This is a sad, one of the saddest things.
You could just give them leftover pizza.
Yeah, I could do that. I could do that. But I got a pretty small pizza, so I that was also my lunch today. This is the single life again. Yeah, pizza for breakfast, pizza for lunch, and then peanut butter sandwich for dinner.
Yeah,
this is what happens when I'm left on my own and just basically at home the entire time. But no, man, there was a guy in front of me that bought like a $2 fountain drink.
Okay.
And had his credit card declined like four times.
Oh, no.
And he kept trying to get him to run it. And they finally just said, look, dude, just take the fountain drink because we have to pour it out anyway. So I wonder if that's a scam. That's a way to scam a $2 fountain drink.
It's actually pretty smart. I like that.
But, God, I feel really bad for somebody who's trying to charge $2 on their card and it won't
go through. That's tough.
Yeah.
That is tough.
But so I am prepared for trick-or-treaters tonight. Although I don't think we have a lot in our area, because I haven't seen many kids at all, except like little infant ones. Lamont brings up, didn't this also happen to the Broncos and Ravens with Dumerville? I think there was some kind of fax issue with that, right? I know something happened.
Fax.
They're using a fax machine.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and this is what makes no sense to me. It's like the way technology is. How do you not hit your deadline here?
Yeah.
I mean, the Astros got Justin Verlander by 2 seconds. Certainly, you could have gotten A.J. McCarron.
Did you read about this, what's happening in New York City?
Yeah, I've been getting the alerts on my phone all afternoon.
Pretty crazy. Eight people dead. A truck drove basically a mile through a bike path in New York City. It just slammed into everybody. Got out of his he had rented a truck from the Home Depot, got out of the truck with a paintball gun, and obviously officer shot him. So, and they're calling it an act of terror, Mayor de Blasio says.
Man, there's just so many things going on in this world that make me want to throw up. That's one of them.
Yep.
So, again, if you're crazy, again, public service announcement. If you're crazy and you're thinking of doing murder, suicide, or even suicide by cop, just skip the first part of it.
Yeah.
Just kill yourself.
That's a damn shame. And I heard about it. I haven't seen much about it, but I read a couple things about a guy. I guess it was like a shooting at University of Utah.
I haven't seen that one, yeah.
I think one guy died, but still, it's crazy. What's wrong with these people?
I don't know, man.
Well,
the world kind of sucks sometimes.
The world does suck. You know what else sucks? Shopping for energy rates. That is not fun.
That's why you need to go get a bunch of Eagles.
Yes, I would suggest 3 Eagles would be the perfect amount. Try Eagle Energy. These are your guys when it comes to electricity. And they are a born and raised in Texas company. That's the first thing that we love about them. And they provide simple fixed rates. You're going to pay the same rate no matter how much or how little electricity you use, with no hidden fees. They've got an easy, fast sign-up process with no gimmicks and no surprises on your bill. Sign up for the basic Eagle 12. It'll lock you in for 12 months at 8.7 cents when you use the promo code RADIO. You'll even receive a weekly usage update, so you already have an estimate for your energy charges before your bill hits the mail. What are you waiting for, guys? It's an easy decision you can feel good about. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TryEagleEnergy.com. That's TRIEagleEnergy.com. PUCT number 10064.
And we are back on the Blitz. Very happy to once again have on the show one of the best in the business, ESPN columnist and analyst, Buster Olney. Buster, how much fun has this series been for you to cover?
Oh, unbelievable. Well, it has a chance to be, you know, my experience, the best World Series that we've ever seen. You know, I think games 2 and 5 are the best non-elimination games I've ever seen in my life. Where just the back and forth and the drama and, you know, even in a game like the other night where it lasts 5 hours and 17 minutes, you're not sitting there going, oh, man, this is dragging. It feels so tense throughout the game, and the at-bats of the hitters have been phenomenal. And to see the managers have to scramble because of the struggles of the bullpen, it's just been amazing.
You know, you mentioned the struggles of the bullpen, and the Astros' struggles are understandable because they have a crappy bullpen. But would you say that Dave Roberts has mismanaged the bullpen that he's got, and that's sort of why they've struggled?
I think one thing that's important to remember here is that with the Dodgers, you know, their use of analytics is so extensive that, for lack of a better phrase, I think that Dave Roberts is often handed a script before a game from the front office. So the collective decision from the Dodgers front office to be aggressive with the bullpen use, but your point is dead on. I feel like that the decision to pull Rich Hill after four innings and 60 pitches in game two set off a series of dominoes which has basically obliterated their bullpen, where, you know, Kenta Maeda, as we sit here for game six, he's exhausted. Brandon Morrow, exhausted. Kenley Jansen is dented. And now you have, in such a funny situation, because, as I mentioned, you know, the Dodgers are very new age with the use of analytics, and yet going into this game, they need Rich Hill all of a sudden to become, as I wrote in a piece today, Mike Scott and Sandy Koufax and Kirk Gibson, and to throw eight or nine innings in this game tonight because of how they just have destroyed their bullpen with so much use.
Yeah, well, on that note, how important is it for both Verlander and for Hill to go deep tonight? Because I don't know what the script would be for either one of them, to be honest with you.
Well, yeah, the script for the Dodgers is that they want to go with Rich Hill as long as he can. And third time through the order, by the way, guys, this year, 158 batting average, no homers and 95 at bat, which again makes you scratch your head about why they didn't use him more. Following him, you're going to see Alex Wood, who started game four and was really good for the Dodgers. He's going to play an important role tonight. And then the hope of Dave Roberts is to go to Kenley Jansen after that. On the Astros side, it's pretty clear after we met with A.J. Hinch, he's absolutely prepared if he has a lead tonight and he has to take Verlander out of the game, that he's going to go to Lance McCullers in relief.
Thank goodness.
And, of course, Lance, but I think A.J. is no question. If he sees the jugular in game six, he's going to use Lance McCullers to finish the way that he did against the Yankees in the ALCS.
Now, was that the game plan all along? Is that why they didn't use Lance McCullers in game five? Because I was screaming for them to put Lance McCullers in with every reliever that came out and blew it. Was that sort of the all-along plan would be that Lance McCullers would be their backup plan in game six?
I think after talking with AJ today, look, before game five, they told McCullers, be ready. Here are the different times we could use you. I think the reason why he didn't pitch in game five, though, was that it was just only a couple days after his start, and he wasn't quite rested, I think, to AJ's comfort level. You know, maybe if that game had gone into deeper into extra innings, then McCullers might have pitched. But now, with Monday off, you know, and today, no doubt about it, McCullers will be out in the bullpen if he's needed to take a lead, to, you know, pick up a lead like a baton in a relay race.
Buster, I saw a stat today that it just kind of baffled me, and in a way it makes sense because obviously if you have the best record most of the time, you're going to have home field, but 11 times a home team has come home down 3-2 in the series, they've won 8 of those 11 series. And I kind of feel like if the Astros don't get it done tonight, that the totally swings to Los Angeles in Game 7. Would you say that's the case?
That way, to be honest with you, I think, and because we've been talking about the condition, the horrible condition of the bullpen, I think it's wide open for a game seven because it would be all hands on deck on both sides. You know, Yu Darvish, who I think he put a lot of pressure on himself and couldn't command anything in game seven, he's far from a sure thing. They'd be using a tired Clayton Kershaw in game seven in relief. Who knows what he would bring to the table? On the Astros side, if they try to finish tonight with McCullers, that would probably mean Charlie Morton would start game seven. That's my guess. Dallas Keuchel would pitch in relief. You know, he might be tired. Even Verlander, you know, might come back the day after and try to pitch in relief. And those type of games, you just never know. And as we saw in, you know, game seven, when the Astros put up all those four runs and six pitches, taking advantage of how tired Brandon Morrow was, you just don't know who's going to be affected.
Would you say an off-season priority for the Astros is going to be to get a closer that they can trust and count on for some high-leverage innings?
You know, I have not asked that question to the Astros people, but my instinct would be that they would go into next year with Ken Giles as the closer. They would restore him to that spot, you know, feel like that they'll try to rebuild him. We've seen situations in the past where a closer, you know, struggles in October and they come back the next year and they do okay. Brad Lidge is the best example of that. You know, he came back and rebuilt himself and wound up, you know, saving the end of the World Series for the Philadelphia Phillies in 2008. And I bet you that would be the model for the Astros. But I do think this, after what they saw to Giles this year, that maybe during the course of next year, they might have their eye on looking to add some bullpen help.
Buster, it's funny. We keep getting the question, oh, who would be the MVP right now? Rather than that, has it seemed to you like the possible MVP of this series has changed almost every half inning?
Yeah, and it's a great question. We were actually kicking it around. You know, Dan Schulman and Aaron Boone and I were going back and forth on different guys. 100%. You know, there are times when it felt like, okay, George Springer's the guy. There's sometimes you think it's Carlos Correa. Alex Bregman. I mean, think about the pelt this guy's put on his wall during this postseason. Two homers off Sale, a home run off Kershaw, a home run off Kenley Jansen, a walk-off hit in the World Series. It really so close that if the Astros are to win tonight, it might come down to who has a better game, Springer or Bregman.
Is it surprising, because I haven't heard much talk about this, about the struggles offensively for the Dodgers, because, I mean, obviously the runs are getting put up, but Puig, Turner, I mean, with the exception of a couple big hits, you could throw Bellinger and Taylor into that mix too. Nobody's really, when you look at the batting averages on this team, they're struggling right now, and I'm not hearing much chatter about it.
No, and I kind of wonder if it's partly, obviously, you give credit to some of the Astros starting pitchers. We know the bullpen has, what, an ERA of 7.58, so they're not really contributing that as much. It's a lot of the success of the starting pitchers. You do get the sense that the Dodgers have been more all or nothing with their swings. They're paying the price for it. During this postseason or World Series, they're actually in this World Series more extra base hits than singles, which is the first time that that's ever happened in World Series history. The most important hitter, kind of the leader of their team, is Justin Turner. I don't think he's right physically. I think that's bothering him. He's not going to make an impact on their lineup.
The Astros decide to stick with the guys that have been playing this whole time, even though Marwin Gonzalez and Josh Reddick have been a mess at the plate. Is that surprising to you that those two guys still in the lineup?
No, I don't think so. You know, look, and I'm not around the Astros as much as you have been, but when you talk to other players about Marwin Gonzalez, about how important he's been to the team, no, I'm not surprised. Plus, he's just so versatile. I think they like having him in, you know, the ability to move around as he did in the last game. You know, but you've seen the progression where they basically put him down at the bottom of the lineup because they just don't know what to expect. And look, great players, even, you know, Hall of Famers, including a guy like Roger Clemens, in the first times that he would play in the World Series, I think that the adrenaline is a real thing, and I think guys struggle with it, and which is why George Springer's turnaround from Game 1 to Game 2 to where he is now in the World Series is remarkable. The idea that you could slow yourself down, slow your heart rate to be successful, that's tough. You know, we're seeing the same thing with Cody Bellinger, the Dodgers, pulling that off.
That's Buster Olney, ESPN columnist and analyst, and can hear him all over the place. Buster, we appreciate the time. Great stuff, and enjoy Game 6 and hopefully not Game 7.
I appreciate it, guys. It'll be fun.
All right. Buster Olney. He's good.
Very good.
He's good at baseball. So.
Good at his job. All right, guys. The Texas Star Grill Shop, guess what? They're celebrating 5 years with a huge sale on all their grills. Starting tomorrow, November 1st, they're going to be slashing grill prices on the biggest brands, Traeger, Weber, Kamado Joe, Napoleon, Sabre, Green Mountain. The Napoleon grills, you can switch from charcoal. You can switch from gas to charcoal. Many of the models have an amazing sear zone to make that perfect steak. Tons of grills. Whatever you like to cook, they're going to go and, like, you tell them what you want to do with your grill. If you want to smoke meat, they'll show you the right one for that. You want to just grill burgers and dogs, they'll show you that. They'll point you in the right direction, the grill that's going to be most effective for you. This Saturday, November 4th, head over the location in spring as the anniversary sale continues. Experts from Traeger, DCS, Napoleon, and Memphis are going to be in the shop showing off their products and grilling up some delicious food. Always free delivery, always free assembly. Stop by the Texas Star Grill Shop, located at Shepherd 59 in Houston, or right there on Luetta in Spring in the Champions area. TexasGrillShop.com, Texas Star Grill Shop, we have your grill.